Hello everyone, me again. I'm going to read a scene from The Alpha's Vow. This is from chapter 3, from Seb's point of view. Max has left the farm and Seb and Trixie are distraught. And Seb and the piglet are in town. And they decide to go to the bar where Max is working, supposedly to warn him that Seb has seen Adam lurking around Rose Lake. But of course, in reality, Seb just wants to see him. And of course, so does Trixie. Okay, here we go. A car horn beeping behind him pulled the Alpha out of his trance and he parked opposite the bar. Trixie bounded over from the passenger seat and licked him. I doubt he'll want anything to do with me, but I'm sure he'd love to see you. That's emotional blackmail. He made a face at the piglet. I'll try anything. Come on, little girl. He placed Trixie in a canvas shopping bag and whispered, "Be quiet." Seb stood at the door of the bar. The place was heaving and Max was serving drinks beside a tall Alpha. As they poured beers, the two chattered and laughed, and the Alpha bumped into the Omega each time they passed one another. "What the fuck?" Seb took a step forward but was jostled by people searching for a table. Trixie snorted and poked her head out. "You can't bring a pig into a bar." An Omega with a tray of drinks bumped into Seb, spilling beer over his shirt, and an Alpha sitting at a nearby table shouted, "Someone's ham-fisted!" He slapped his thigh and his friends high-fived him. Trixie stuck out her tongue and lapped at the spilt alcohol. Though they were separated by a sea of patrons, Max glanced in Seb's direction at the mention of the word pig. Blood drained from his face as the Alpha pushed through the throng. "Go away, I'm working. I can't fraternise with the customers." Bullshit. The Omega's fragrance washed over him. It's intense, but different from the last time I saw him. More confident. "Get out!" Trixie squealed when she caught sight of Max. "I've missed you, little girl." As the piglet squirmed in Seb's arms, the Alpha was struck by the reality of Trixie showing Max more affection and loyalty than he did. He looked up, shamefaced. "She hasn't been eating properly since you left." "And neither have I." "Poor baby." Seb mumbled to Trixie, "Look sad," but she gave him the pig equivalent of an eye roll. The Alpha bartender came out from the back. "Hey, what's wrong with you?" "How much time do you have?" "The pig, you fuckwit. We'll get shut down if the health and safety people find out." "Get Nathan and I'll explain. I'm managing the business while my uncle's away." Max put his hand on the Alpha's arm. "It's okay, Dre. I'll take my break now and deal with it." "What sort of name is Dre?" Seb gritted his teeth and counted the seconds Max's fingers brushed against the Alpha's bare skin. "Stop that right now!" "Wait, is this him?" The Omega nodded. Dre leaned over the bar and snarled, "I should punch your lights out!" "Get in line." The Omega pulled Dre away from Seb. "Don't make a scene." "Fight against your instinct, Max. Don't let him sweet-talk you." The Omega humped. "I doubt there's any danger of that."
"Hello, you two. I'm right here."
Max's refusal to use his first name stung Seb. "We're not talking about you. We're talking about you, not to you, Alpha." A customer ordered a drink. Dre left to serve him, and Seb put his hand under Max's elbow. "He hasn't flung me away, so that's a step forward." The Alpha got on tiptoes, peering at the glasses and bottles lined up behind the bar. "What are you looking for?" "Apples. I need to know if I have to duck." Max's eyes crinkled at the corners and the hint of a smile traced over his lips. Okay, that's progress, but I need a grand gesture. Seb fingered the paper in his pocket. I'll probably hate myself in the morning. Hold Trixie! He shoved the piglet at Max and scrambled onto the bar. Dre lunged at him, but he kicked him away and the bartender grabbed his phone. Don't contact the police, Dre. Let me talk to him. The Omega tugged at Seb's pants. Get down! Nope. The Alpha turned towards the bar patrons, who were nudging one another and giggling, no doubt assuming he was another drunk Alpha. Seb tapped on a glass. Can I have your attention? No, shouted someone. The Alpha ignored him. I'm a fool. We can see that. Seb bowed at the man who had called out. Touché. He pointed at Max. I mated with this Omega and then pushed him away. Forsook him. Max facepalmed as someone answered. I'd whack you if you forsook me. The customers laughed and Max blushed. Trixie was the only one hanging on Seb's every word. What in the hell is forsook? Shakespeare used it in his plays. Great! It appeared in his tragedies, which is appropriate, hissed the Omega. Seb ignored his mate's interruption. I have his attention. It took me weeks to realise I'd made a mistake. Seb, please stop. Max held out his hand, but the Alpha ignored it. Hey, Omega, my advice is run as far and as fast as you can. Giggles erupted from the onlookers. I've written something for you, Max. I know you're partial to a bit of verse. Seb pulled out the paper from his pocket. God, I hope it's short. I've got beer to drink. Let's hear it. So, does it have forsook in it? It's my new favourite word. And Alpha smacked his friend on the shoulder. Good one. Seb puffed out his chest. Better than that. It rhymes. A collective groan from the clientele had the Alpha pause. Okay, I can do this. Brandishing an imaginary hat, Seb nodded at Max and reeled off the words he'd taken so long to write. There was a young farmer from Rose Lake who once made a terrible mistake. He said, I'm an ass, but give me a pass and I'll definitely quit being a snake. Boo! What was that garbage? It's a limerick. Seb held up the paper with many words scribbled out. A limmer what? Boo! Rolled up napkins and beer coasters flew through the air, hitting the Alpha in the head and chest. Get off there before they riot, Seb, Max begged. No, I have another little ditty. The crowd chanted and clapped in unison. Ditty, ditty. Dre yanked Seb from the bar as the Alpha recited, I've been a fool and incredibly cruel, but now I know that's not very cool. And it just got worse. Max smacked his forehead and nuzzled Trixie. Get out now or you'll be in handcuffs. Dre's saliva sprayed over Seb as the Alpha manhandled him. Rage pulsed through Seb, but on witnessing the Omega's red cheeks, he held up his hand in surrender. Okay, I'm going. Can you see me out, Max? He shredded the piece of paper containing his heartfelt words as they headed for the door.